It is a social program on Radio Islam International. We have Maulana Ibrahim Baum joining us via the telephone. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners.
Well, I mentioned in my introduction earlier on that today we are speaking about secrets, the keeping and the divulging of secrets.
Yes, an interesting thing. I mean, I suppose we know that it's Ramadan, and many a times ulama have concentrated in various of the lectures and the talks and many of Radio Islam programs on the aspect of Ramadan, fasting, etc. Together with it, Ramadan gives us an opportunity to look at other issues and other aspects of our life, because Ramadan, amongst its many other benefits, is the benefit of revitalizing our righteousness.
100%. So the lines are open, 011-854-1548. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. What's the experience like? Have you come across people who have kept your secret for such a long time and it's still safe and you can still trust them and you can still confide within them? Or have you had a bitter experience? Tell us, you don't have to go into the specifics, but generally speaking, share with us your thoughts on 072-786-1548 or 011-854-1548. Maulana, you may comment.
I think the first thing, if you look at the whole the aspect and you look at the whole topic, the one thing that we'll start off with is by starting off by saying what is the ruling of someone trying to get into the secrets of another person. So the first aspect is that there are people, call them nosy, call them whatever it is, call them curious people. People would like to know about the other points, the other parts, you know. What is the juicy part of another person's life? People like to listen to that. I mean, and people like to probe, pursue, scratch. And unfortunately, from the hadith, we find that this is not one of the preferred or attractive attributes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about. Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not in any way go and probe the faults of others. There is a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a man were to look into your private affairs without your permission, now this could have various interpretations and manifestations. Previously, you know, people used to, they used to have the doors, and in the doors they used to have a small hole. Now the hole was actually for people to, from inside, to look at who the guest is before they allow the guest inside. But if it is used the other way around, it was not supposed to be used the other way around, but if someone peeps into your home, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you take a stone and out of anger and you throw it at him while he is peeping from that small hole and it gets into his eyes and it injures his eyes. Now, normally in Islam, if you injure someone, there is diya, there is blood money, or there is qisas, there is retaliatory punishment, right? In this instance, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there is no blood money, there is no qisas, because why did he look into someone's house without permission? So if a person throws a stone at someone looking at his house without any reason, then you have the right to throw a stone at him even if it injures him. Now this tells you how seriously Islam looks upon the aspect of searching and pursuing and looking after the secrets of another person. In another hadith in Bukhari Sharif, whoever eavesdrop on the conversation of other people when they do not want him to listen, or they move away from him while they hear him that he is coming and he's snooping, and he still comes more closer to listen, you know how it is, molten lead will be poured into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. Molten lead will be poured on his ears on the day of Qiyamah. So don't go about seeking other people's secrets. Don't go and look upon other people. In today's time, it will have various ramifications, perhaps more than previously. Now you can get and hack into a person's account. You can try and get his password and hack into his private conversation, his private emails. It's not permissible unless you have authority to do so and you have a reason to do so. Otherwise, a normal situation, you don't have the right to be able to do so. So the first point I want to start off with is to start off with regard to those who many a times, and I think there are quite a few people in our circles that people know about, that they just love going to pursue people's secrets and people's activities with the intention of making much with regard to it and spreading it out. That is something that is not something that is good. It's not something that is preferred and has been greatly discouraged in our Sharia.
Yes, indeed. And if you look at the culture outside, Marana, they actually have the gossip column. And they even have the Panchayat news. And in fact, now on Facebook, you have the Panchayat groups also. So it's almost like an accepted thing. It has become desensitized. And I think what you make mention of is very serious. And I mean, we need to take this more seriously. So we are... No, I'm just reading what's on the Panchayat groups. No, I'm just checking what's in the gossip column. So the issue is desensitized, no?
It is very greatly said. In fact, it is no more regarded as an evil, you know, to sit and talk about other people's evil is no more regarded to be an evil. The point is, the person who is doing evil, obviously that evil is not justified, but is it justified to you to speak about it? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while giving the definition of backbiting, what did he say? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Zikraka akhaka bima yakrah," to speak about your next Muslim brother in a way that if he comes to know what you have said, he will dislike it. Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, what if we speak about him in such a way that it is correct? That person has that particular type of fault." Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Then it is definitely backbiting. If you speak about him something that is not in him, then that is slander, which is worse than backbiting. So backbiting means to speak the truth about someone's faults. And the reason for it, Allah didn't make you the guardian of other people's faults. If you have to see a fault with something, then be like a mirror. Go and tell the person, and a mirror doesn't disclose it to other people. So go and tell the person that, listen, I saw you doing this. Perhaps this is not the right thing to do, and you give him advice. But the mirror, therefore Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu mu'min." A mu'min is a mirror to another believer. Now what is a mirror's task? The mirror points out the defect, and it shows you that you have a scar at a particular place, you have a piece of dirt on your face, or you have something on your clothes. It will show you that. But the mother will not go and broadcast it. That is what a mu'min is supposed to do. Not go and broadcast the faults of other people. If you need to, go and speak it to the person for him to rectify it. There was this whole social media post that goes around. Some of them are quite good. Some of them, you know how it is with regard to social media. You have to sift that if you see a fault in me, don't tell others, go and tell me. Because I'm the one who has the fault and I need to rectify it, not other people need to rectify it.
You know, on that point, Marana, the one Imam, the other said, "Gamma ni kewanu, kanma kewanu."
Yeah,
very
nice. Yeah.
Amazing. Now, Malala, on that note, you know, talking about secrets, one is the sensational part which we are speaking about, but then there's also the importance of getting things off your chest. And the Nabi of Allah will also confide within Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and also other people around him. So how do we draw the balance? On the one side is a sensational part, but on the other side, there is this genuine angle also where you need to confide as a human. You can't carry all this on your chest and walk around.
Yeah, the first point is don't go out and seek out the juicy parts of other people's life, and don't go and seek out the secret, and don't become snoopy. It goes against, in the hadith in Tabarani, Nabi Karim Sawasam said, even if your curiosity is aroused, then do not pursue it. Now, how we say it is, look at the hadith. Even if your curiosity about someone and an activity about someone is aroused, don't go and pursue it. And we normally say, hey, where they smoke, there's fire. So we will say it that way. That's the first point. The second point is, now that is to do with regard to people snooping and seeking out the secrets. Now when you, what do you do with regard to things that are close to your chest? Very important point. And then the next, that would come the next point in terms of the chronology of the topic. I have something that I need to share with someone. I need to bring it to the attention of someone. I need consultation. It's a serious matter. It's a matter that I don't know how to deal with it. I need outside help. Ulama have made mention that your secrets and giving over your secret is like giving your honor over to someone. It is like giving your izzat over to someone, right? Now, what do you do with your respect and honor? You give your respect and honor to people who are trustworthy and people who are supposed to be people of intellect, people of trust, people of integrity. Never ever go and give your secrets over to someone who you do not trust, or you do not have trust in his maturity or his ability to keep it secret. It's very important that we keep in mind. This is a very important point. You give over your secret and be very careful in disclosing. And who do you disclose it? Well, the famous saying of Khalil Gibran is mentioned here. And Gibran used to be quite popular once upon a time. I don't know if people still read Khalil Gibran's books or something. Well, I don't know about that.
Just for quotes.
There is this whole thing that it's something that is said. If you, it goes something like that. If you reveal your secrets to the wind, then don't blame the wind for revealing it to the trees.
Wow.
Now, if something comes into the wind, definitely the wind will take it to the trees. Right, it's a natural progression, Now, what do you do with regard to something that is, you know, you go and tell someone and you go and give it to the wind, and then after a while when the whole world comes to know, people start speaking about it, then you sit and complain. Well, what do you expect when you gave it to the wind, you told your secrets to the wind, and the wind is going to tell it to the trees? So be very, very circumspect. Be very, very careful whom you relate your dreams, which of course is one of the things which our ulama have made mention. Be very careful with whom you regard your secrets to, or things that you want to keep silent, or you want someone to you know, just be, you know, you don't want it to go far, then be very careful with regard to it. They say the best secret is that which is known by three people, two of whom are dead. There's the best secret that is known. But anyway, this is something that is very important. I think be very careful whom you reveal and who you speak to about your private matters.
Yes, and it, as humans, you do need to confide within people and to reveal some aspects of your life, especially in the case of reformation and so forth. The numbers are 011-854-1548, 072-786-1548. This message here, Molana, reads, is it still a secret if they themselves flaunt their secrets on social media?
No, then definitely not. But still, it doesn't give you the right to speak about it. If they go and flaunt it, it's definitely no more secret. But as the hadith of backbiting, ذِكْرَكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ, to speak bad about your servants in a way that they come to know about it, they will dislike it. Now, speaking bad about someone, you have to look at what exactly is the purpose of speaking bad about the qualities of another person. There are various reasons why you will do so. Sometimes you will do it because you enjoy it. Sometimes you will do it because you feel that you are better than them. That is also not permissible. You have no right to regard yourself as better than another person. Allah will make the judgment. You have the right to say that this particular act is not right. This person, he has done something that it's not right. But whether Allah will deal with him with forgiveness or Allah will chastise him, Allah will punish him. That's in the hands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have the right to make that call. So why would you be speaking about it? What would be the motivation? Why would you be speaking about it? Would it be because you love speaking about evil? Then if you love speaking about evil, remember this ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Says Allah Ta'ala, those who love, who spread fahisha, who love spreading immorality, for them is a very severe chastisement in this world and in the year after. Now what actually happens, why we love it? You know, this one and that one, hey, they had an affair. This one and that one, they had an affair. Allah Ta'ala says, you love speaking about it, for you is a severe chastisement. So that for that person to do what he has done is wrong. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. Allah will forgive every person except the one who openly flaunts his wrong deeds. Allah will then tell him, what do you want me to forgive you when you yourself were not careful with regard to flaunting your evil deeds? It's not good to flaunt your evil deeds. Even if you have done something that is wrong, keep it secret and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So that is wrong on the behalf of the person. But on behalf of the person who sees it, what right does he have? And what motivation will he have to sit and speak bad about it?
Let's go for an ad break. When we return, inshallah, we'd like to hear from you. 011-854-1548, 07-2786-1548. Yes, the topic this morning is keeping and divulging secrets. 011-854-1548, 07-2786-1548. Now, Marana, continuing with the program, certain secrets, they are meant to be kept as a secret, but certain things are meant to be revealed. For example, if a person is struggling maybe in their personal life with a certain issue, would it be necessary for them to divulge it to somebody to get help, or do you just continue as is?
Well, as I said, firstly, I'm not saying that you can't. There are certain times that you have to reveal some things. Hearts are created as safes for keeping secrets. Intelligence is their lock. Willpower is their key. No one can break into the safe and steal its valuables if the lock or key are not faulty. So you have to be careful with regard to what you... Now, in the Quran, there is an answer to your question, in the sense, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَتِيُونَ ذَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَا مِنَ التَّعَفُفْ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. It puts a responsibility on both. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, search out for those people who are so engrossed in sabilillah, and they do not have sufficient for their needs, and yet because of dignity and pride and respect, they do not reveal their needs to other people. Yahsabuhumul jahilu, the ignorant feel that they are independent and they are well off, they are financially independent. Ta'arifuhum bisimahum, you will know it from their face that no, they are not well off. Allah Ta'ala tells those who are seeking to give charity, go and seek out such people who do not reveal their needs and go and give them. Subhanallah, what a great reward there will be for such people. A person, as far as possible, should try and keep it to himself, but if it becomes difficult, he has every right to go and make mention with regard to it to someone to seek assistance. But again, as we know, we go to the right people, and the right people who can, rather than it be just an open forum for everyone to know with regard to our needs, and we are going about seeking help and assistance, rather you go to the people who can make a difference.
Yes, indeed. Malala, message coming through, a very important point raised here by the listener. Malala, the main aspect is tested when a person's relationship turns sour with the person you've shared the secret. Whilst the relationship is stable, nothing to fear, but the minute things turn sour, that's the time they start divulging all your secrets to people.
Yeah, Allah. I mean, that is very, they say in Gujarati, niche. It's a very, very lowly thing to do. A person was a friend, he related things to you, things turn sour, and now you turn around, even if things turn sour, so be it. Maybe you keep less relationship because of things that are, but why do you go then and go and reveal it? It's something that is very lowly. Although, in Jami'u Tirmidhi, amazingly, look at how the beauty of our deen is. It teaches us everything. Allah has referred to it in the Holy Quran. Asallahu ayyajala baynakum wa bayna alladhina adaytum minhum mawaddah. Perhaps sometimes the person whom you have an enmity with will become your friend. So be good to people, even your enemies, because one day he might become your friend and you will actually regret what you did to him in the times of hostility and the time of enmity. So in Jami'u Tirmidhi there is a hadith which is perhaps a definition or a manifestation or an explanation of what is in this ayat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, never ever befriend someone so much. Never befriend someone so much that if he becomes your enemy, you start becoming, you will be in a situation of, where he will have control over your secrets. Or vice versa, do not hate your enemy. Do not hate your enemy because one day he might become your friend. And do not become so close with your friend and reveal to him everything that one day he might become your enemy. Subhanallah, what beautiful advice. So yes, even in making mention of things to friends, you have to be careful. But on the other hand, in terms of replying to the listener's genuine concern, it is something that we have to be very careful. Mala, you brought up this before. Sometimes you need to reveal some things, right?
Right.
So who do you choose? Now look at Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose a person.
Yes.
There are two people who are regarded to be Sahibu Sir, the keeper of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's secrets. One is Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an, and one is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam revealed his secrets to people. So Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an used to say that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me the name of the munafiqs and the hypocrites. And I sometimes am absolutely, amazed and astounded. You would have thought, an ilmi thing, that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have related it to Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Hmm. They were closest to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not relate it to them? But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related to someone who was not, he was a known Sahabi, but not in the category of Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman.
Yes.
Ulama have written that Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali were going to become in positions of authority. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't want to tell people of authority the weakness of people because sometimes they could have a certain prejudice or a subjective view with regard to people. Mm-hmm. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't tell the Akabir and Sahaba. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told a person like Huzaifa. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at the other side. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who used to be so sensitive that he, whenever there was to be a janaza of someone in Medina, Umar used to discreetly inquire, is Huzaifa taking part in the janaza or not? Mm. Right? And then accordingly he used to make his decision. Because he knew the people of who were the hypocrites. One day, Umar radiallahu anhu went to him and said, I have appointed governors in the various regions. Is any one of them amongst the munafiq that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to you about and revealed to you? So Huzaifa radiallahu anhu just said, one person, and I can't tell you his name. Umar radiallahu anhu used his discretion to remove the person. And Huzaifa later on used to say, Umar's judgment was so correct. Right? Now, this is something that is amazing. Right? So who do you reveal it to? You reveal it to someone like Huzaifa. It is also made mention in the halat and the conditions of Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to also relate to him in his time of Khilafat many things which were secret. So people came to know about it. One day Abbas, came to him and said, Oh my son, be very careful with the secrets of Umar. He is making you your confidant. Now you be very, very, very sensitive with regard to what he is telling you. The moment you are going to reveal it to someone, then you are going to lose his confidence. Subhanallah, what a beautiful. And while we're talking about this aspect, one thing leads to the other. There is another aspect that the hadith specifically made mention that you must not relate.
Yes.
Is there anything that is there? Any question that has come? Can we
carry on? Yes, there's two messages, but you can continue with your point. You will take it.
There's one a very amazing thing. Hadith specifically makes mention the worst betrayal of trust. The worst betrayal of trust of secrets is when the husband and wife become intimate, and either the husband or the wife go and relate the incidents and the details of that intimacy. It is the greatest betrayal of trust. Now, sometimes it could be, I don't know how it works, but sometimes people can go and boast, and people go and can talk highly. I don't know what is what, you know, I mean, I don't know how it works. I can't even make mention of it on air, but, you know, people will realize what I'm saying. You go and tell it to people. I mean, that is the worst betrayal of trust, that you relate your intimacy with your spouse, which is supposed to be a private, and not only a private, a very sensitive and a very sacred relationship, and you go and make mention of it to someone. Therefore, it is said that the Arabs used to tell the brides that keep the secret of your husband. Otherwise, if you don't keep the secrets of your husband, he will come to hate you. Allah in the Holy Quran says, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the spouses in a very glowing manner. حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ. They keep the secrets of their husband and their spouses. And they work both ways. The one who keeps the secrets of his spouse is very, very, very greatly spoken about in a highly praised manner in the Quran and Hadith, subhanAllah. On the other hand, the one who reveals it, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he has revealed one of the greatest betrayal of trust. Allah Ta'ala give us the topic of understanding.
Ameen. The message that has come through, Maulana, reads, what about the person who uses your secret as a leverage and they blackmail you?
What can you say about such a person? I mean, not only is it bad, I mean, it's absolutely coming down to the lowest common denominator. How can you do something like that? A person, that's why it comes in a hadith, taburat khiyana, right? One of the greatest betrayal of trust is that, you know, someone relies upon you and you go and betray his trust after he relied upon you. Nabi Akram Sallam has referred to it as the greatest betrayal of trust, one of the greatest betrayal of trust, violation of trust. Someone, you know, confides in you, someone takes you as his confidant, and someone relies upon you and he has trust in you, and then you go and reveal his trust. And then not only reveal his trust, you go and blackmail him. You use it as a leverage to take money out of him. Ya Allah, how low can people become?
The next one reads a very funny one also, Maulana, is that when somebody shares a secret with you, you only share it with your husband or your wife, and say, no, I'm only telling my wife, only telling my husband. Is that fine?
Not good enough. I mean, that is the most difficult thing to do. I mean, really, you're not supposed to even say that. If someone has revealed a trust to you, you are not even supposed to relate it to your spouse. And because, see, let's face it, I mean, even from a psychological point of view, when someone relates to you a secret, you can understand the seriousness of it, right? Because he has made mention of it to you in a particular way. When you relate it to someone else, they will not understand the secrecy and the sensitivity of the issue. If they're not going to understand the sensitivity, how are they going to deal with it the way you are dealing with it? It's impossible. So no, unless you took the person's permission to speak to someone, you have got no right to even speak to your husband or your wife with regard to it.
Yeah, there's another message coming through. It says, I once asked one upper assistant in confidence for help for my daughter's school fees with the aim to pay her back, but she refused and she said I should consider this as a gift. And to my surprise, I was questioned by another person about it a few days ago. This is a break of trust.
Yes, I mean, there are many such things that happen, and that's the reason why we're having this program. And I think, you see, one of the reasons why we're having this program, these are issues that the Sharia has spoken about, but yet somewhere or the other, we don't keep it in terms of, this is the broadness of the Sharia, subhanAllah. You know, it's amazing. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a remarkable type of Sharia, such a beautiful guideline, such a beautiful well, such a great commodity, such a great deen. This morning I'm doing the tafsir of Ibadur Rahman, and I spoke about Yamshuna Al Ardi Hona. I said, speak, Allah Ta'ala says, walk on the earth with humility. Allah Ta'ala has given us such great etiquettes. Waqsid fi mashik. When you walk in such a way that you're not too fast, not too slow. Waghdud min sautik. Don't scream. keep your voice down, keep your voice low, don't speak too loudly. Inna ankara al-aswati la sawt al-hamir. If speaking loudly was a virtue, the greatest sound that is made is the braying of the ass and the donkey. But that's not regarded to be a virtue. To speak loudly and to scream is not a virtue. Speak softly. When you speak, you know, so many beautiful etiquettes. When you go to someone's house for a dawat, unless he tells you, فَإِذَا تَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشُرُوا. When you have completed the dawat, start moving away. Don't stay so long that he feels it difficult. I mean, which deen teaches you such beautiful etiquettes? And with these such beautiful etiquettes, you would have thought that many times we would have been the one who would have been the upholders of etiquettes, which unfortunately sometimes we are not.
Let's continue with our program. We're talking about secrets with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Maulana, the few messages coming through, this one says, I trust that you are well. What if a proposal comes and a family member says that the boy is on drugs? And we ask them for proof. They say they can't give it. We must have trust in them as they took an oath. Can an oath be broken in a time like this?
Well, the one at times when you are allowed to disclose secrets is what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention, al-mustasharum utaminun, that when you seek a consultation with someone, then that becomes a trust. So that is a trust now to give the person the right advice. Now, when someone tells you that someone is on drugs, he is relating to what he has seen. Now, I don't know what type of evidence people will be asking, but in such a situation where someone come and ask you about the character and integrity of someone with whom they are going to deal with or who are going to get married with, then it is permitted to you to make mention with regard to it, because now you have been put in a position of trust to reveal something. So that is one of the very rare occasions when you can reveal to someone what you know about the person. If you do not reveal it, it can have tremendous repercussions upon the family that they are going to get married to, and, you know, something that can happen. Today there are such things that are happening that you can't believe it. And it's important that if someone comes to ask you and you know about it, then you have to reveal and speak with regard to it. That's one of the few situations where you are allowed to reveal the secrets and the faults of other people when someone comes and asks you for consultation or reference. It's a very fine line, but it's a very important point. Yeah. I mean, I know of someone that sometimes people are not attracted to the opposite gender.
Yeah.
And people know about it, and they don't speak to the people who are going to get married. Now, what actually happens there? It becomes a nightmare. It becomes it's a no-win situation. So if there are certain things like that, you are allowed to go and only tell the people with whom who are affected by the whole thing.
The next one reads, how do you respond to nosy people who ask you how much you earn? Show me your pay slip.
Give them a ridiculous amount.
No, tell them, show me your pay slip.
I'll tell you about a couple of billion a month.
Yes, very interesting indeed. The next one says, Maulana, what about the aspect of a secret when part of it is divulged to a person and parts of it is divulged to another person, and then the person continues to think that who has taken the secret or who has divulged it?
He stole some portions of it to someone, some portions to another person, and now the matter has gone out in the open and he wants to know who is the one who has divulged it.
Koyen Kidu, we saw ANC in the last few days, the voice note leaked also. Koyen Kidu.
Yeah, once again, you know, you have to be careful with regard to whom you reveal your secrets to. And of course, it brings us to the last point, Mana, the importance of keeping secrets. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us that, keeping secrets are a kind of trust, and they are a kind of contract or covenant which must be kept. Islam has taken very, very strong view with regard to people who reveal secrets. Sometimes secrets vary. There are those for which the person who disclosed them must be dealt with harshly. He could have disclosed secrets to the enemies. which can have an impact upon an organization or upon the ummah, right? This is known as treason.
Mm.
And there are secrets that are less serious, such as those in which disclosure causes harm to individuals. But in all cases, disclosure of secret is a betrayal of trust. It is the greatest breaking of trust. And Allah Ta'ala told us to keep our trust, awfu bil uqud, to see to it that you uphold your trust and your covenants.
100%. Mala, jazakallah khairan for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to pick up next week, inshallah, on another topic.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah. There are a few things that we need to, maybe we'll just start off next week with this and then continue to the next topic, inshallah.
Lovely. Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that was the social program with Marana Ibrahim Baum. Look, in certain cases, you have to reveal a secret to get guidance. Like if you are maybe, say, struggling with pornography addiction and you need guidance, or maybe you're having a secret affair with somebody and you need guidance, or maybe you are, I don't know, struggling with something on your own side, maybe it's to do with your own marital home and this, you require advice on it. So certain things you cannot keep it secret. You find a person whom you can trust and you speak to them, because you must get advice and guidance in the regard. You can't just leave it sitting because of the notion that no, you can't divulge anything. But at the same time, you must also find a person whom you can rely on, that even if things turn sour, inshallah, this person will not backstab me. And as a result, many people, they end up speaking to people outside of their circle and not people in their own circle, because they feel safer. We'll talk about all these angles, inshallah, next week. We say jazakallah khairan for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.